night, and I've titled it Identity Theft. In recent years, identity theft has become a major concern. Villains have captured people's names and their identities and connected it to bank accounts or charge cards and have stolen billions of dollars. Some 15.5 million consumers were victims of identity theft or fraud last year. But even more alarming and damaging is when you look at Christians. The devil has hoodwinked, tricked many believers out of their spiritual riches, who they are in Christ. That is the most disheartening thing I think we experience. God has done so much so that we could identify fully in Christ, and we just get talked out of it so many times. We do identify fully and completely in Christ. God has made us so awesome. We heard it in the manifestation, right? The apple of the eye, for the culmination of your dream. So, we need to recognize that God does love us. He has called us to have these realities in us. The only person who did not get duped by Satan is the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was not like he was not attacked or tempted. He sure was. Jesus experienced identity theft, but he didn't succumb to it. Let's go to Matthew 4. So, in Matthew 4, we can learn how Jesus Christ handled the temptations of the adversary. Matthew 4:1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written," Jesus Christ, he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle on of the temple and said unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. It is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone." You know, the adversary, the devil, just doesn't give up. He doesn't stop. Even the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Jesus responded by saying unto him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain. Boy, this devil just doesn't get it. He keeps going at it. "And showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." But Jesus certainly experienced identity theft, but he did not succumb to it. His response to "if thou be the Son of God" was, "It is written." The written word made all the difference in the world. You know, God has handpicked us, like we heard in the manifestations. So we are special to him. And the devil tries to rip us off by stealing our identity. He gets us to consider his influence by asking questions like, "Are you the Son of God? Are you really the Son of God? Or do you really, can you really do what Jesus said you could do and more? And can you really use the name of Jesus Christ and get results?" He throws those questions out at us to get us to doubt. But we are learning how to handle that. We handle these onslaught of lies like Jesus Christ did We do it by, it is written. It is written. That's how we respond to the tempter when he gets us to question important truths. Oh, wait a minute. The doorbell just rang. Well, who could that be at my door? I'm right in the middle of this teaching. Yes, who are you?
Hello, sir. Most people call me D.D. Well, I was just passing through your neighborhood, and I saw this sticker in your front window that says, "In God We Trust." So let me tell you, I definitely got to stop here and do my little survey. I just have 5 questions, if you don't mind, that I'd like to ask you.
Okay, I guess so. I'm right in the middle of a teaching here, but go ahead.
Well, for starters, question number 1 is, are you really a son of God?
Well, 1 John 3:1-2 says, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God." Yes, I am a son of God.
Wow. All right. I got another one for you.
All right.
Do you really have this Spirit of God in you, or do you just keep it in your wallet?
No. 1 John 4:13 says, "Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit." And in Acts 10:44-46, we see a record where they had the proof of that Spirit because they operated the manifestation of speaking in tongues. And it says here, "While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them all which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of Holy Spirit. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God." When you speak in tongues, you have the Spirit in you. And that was the proof that they had the Spirit abiding within them. So yes, I've got that Spirit abiding in me because I can speak in tongues.
Wow, that seems to be a big deal, but I'm not done yet.
Okay.
Question number 3. Can you, sir, can you really do what this Jesus Christ did?
Well, yes, and more, because God's word says in John 14:12, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." It says in Ephesians 3:20, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." That's the name of Jesus being operated. "And I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me," it says in Philippians 4:13. So I can do what Jesus said I can do and more.
All right. I'm hearing you loud and clear. But I got another question I'm going to throw at you, and that's number 4. Now, do you really get results using the name of this Jesus Christ?
Oh, definitely, because it is written, Philippians 2:9-10, "Wherefore hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth." So yes, I get results in the name of Jesus Christ.
Well, it just brings me to my last question, because you've been showing me a thing or two.
All right.
5. I really need to know this one. Is Jesus Christ really, I mean absolutely, without any doubt in your heart, coming back?
Yes, it is written. God's word says he's coming back. In a moment, in 1 Corinthians 15:52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. It goes on to say later on in that chapter, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law, but, verse 57, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, because he's coming back, and we're going to be changed. You got that?
You got that? Yeah, I got it. Look, all I can say is, it looks like I've been defeated, but you know what, sir? I'm out of here.
Well, good. I think you were just trying to tip me, D.D. And of course, you know what D.D. stands for? The damn devil. He's been judged. And you know what? He's under our feet. And anything he says is a lie. We don't let him influence us, question who we are in Christ. We take a stand on God's word because God's word tells us who we are in Christ. So my encouragement to everybody is, don't let the devil talk you out of who you really are. You are God's best. You are his masterpiece. Amen?
Amen.